ετοίμασαγε, ετοίμασαγε τη Λουσαγιάννη αμάν, αηδε σαμάν. Μασάγε τη Λουσάγια, τη στον κόσμο δεν είναι άλλη, στον κόσμο δεν είναι άλλη.
Carlia performing in the World Roots studio. This week's programme was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. Next week, Lucy will be announcing the next country, tradition, protégé and mentor of the 2013 World Roots Academy. And there'll be live performance from last year's protégé, the Colombian accordionist José Hernando. That's next Sunday night at 10. This Sunday night at 11, it's time for Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3 with Julian Joseph.
Hello. The vibes of Christian Tambur on his first visit to London, and we hear the second part of his gig a little later on. And these guys. The Roller Trio from their debut album, and we meet them shortly. Plenty of new CDs around, so let's start now. The legendary Wayne Shorter has re-signed with Blue Note after a 43-year gap. Shorter turns 80 this year and shows no signs of slowing down creatively as he releases his new album titled Without a Net. It features his now classic lineup of Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. This is SS Golden Mean. Thank you. The remarkable Wayne Shorter, whose band and music remains fresh and vibrant. That was SS Golden Mean. The album is called Without a Net and is out now on the Blue Note label. And incidentally, Brian Blade will be joining us next week as we play the Chick Corea Trio concert from the London Jazz Festival in 2012. Well, from the blinding light of an American icon to a British man who definitely has the potential to go global, pianist Bennett McLean has a new live album out. Recorded at the fine London Jazz Club, the 606, the music on this album captures this supreme talent. This is In the Night. The brilliant Bennett McLean on piano and vocals, featuring the talents of Duncan Eagles on the soprano saxophone, Wolf Harvey Jr. on electric bass, and longtime compatriot Salim Rahman on the drums. Live at the 606 is an enjoyable journey through the eclectic world of Bennett McLean, a fearless artist, and someone you may well find on Radio 2 on a Tuesday night with Jamie Cullum. And next week you can join Jamie for British jazz legend and multi-reeds man Courtney Pine, and there he will have an extended interview with him. That's Jamie Cullum, Radio 2, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and digital radio. Next up, MOBO-nominated band Roller Trio. And before we meet them, let's hear a track from their debut album. This is R.O.R. R.O.R., taken from the debut album from Roller Trio, out on Fire Records. Welcome drummer Luke Reddin-Williams. Welcome, Luke.
Hiya.
So tell me, you've been getting rave reviews, you've been called the new sound of UK jazz. What does that mean to you guys?
It's an incredible feeling, really, because the music that we made, really, was between the three of us. You know, we just enjoyed it so much that we started writing more and more songs, and to have it vindicated in that way, I guess.
So just tell me about the Leeds scene, because you guys met at college. Was it at the Leeds College of Music?
Yeah, the Leeds College of Music, yeah.
And you went there because you had an interest in playing jazz, or what?
I basically went on the jazz course because I thought it would be the most challenging thing to do, really.
Sure.
And it was.
Yeah.
And that's where I met the other two guys. We've got a passion for that type of music.
Mm-hmm.
What anchors the music, I guess, because we've all got very different influences, but we all have quite a big love for jazz music.
So tell me what your influences particularly are, because I can hear shades of Mahavishnu, even sort of Steve Coleman and Steve Williamson, but probably through Marius Nassett and Trio VD. But is that because you're part of that lead scene?
When I think about it, it's always about just the three of us and our collective influences, and also how our influences can sometimes also be dissonant. Sometimes, and when you throw it all together, it comes out as Roller Tree, I guess. That's why I think if you had someone else, if you couldn't really replace any of us, really, it wouldn't be the same band if you replaced either one of us.
The combination of the three of you creates what is identified as Roller Trio.
Yeah, exactly. We do meet in the middle, our jazz education, of course, and also the bands that we listen to that are from around here, or, you know, like modern bands. And I, as you said, Trio VD are a very big influence, because when we were studying at college, they were one of the big bands that we went out and saw.
Yeah.
And then there's other bands like Phrenesis and Chris Potter, the underground band.
I mean, from a rhythmic aspect, your relationship to rhythm, you guys are using a lot of sort of familiar odd time things, that you juxtaposing things and creating different sounds within similar time frames. You guys have really latched onto that and trying to find your own way with that kind of concept.
Yeah, that's also another thing of what I was talking about, the dissonance that sometimes can be created through our different influences, because I know that James and Luke, they studied a lot of Indian music at the college. I never really got into that, so they know what they're doing when they do that, and I kind of just when they play stuff like that, I kind of go in a completely opposite direction to it, because I'm not accustomed to it, and I think that makes it sound a certain way. Yeah, and I also, just myself, I enjoy playing against the grain, I guess you could call it. I'm not a big fan of always everything being in unison. And I just find it a bit tedious, I guess.
Or just uninteresting for you.
Yeah, pretty much so. I try and just play really off the wall, and yeah, it seems to be working so far.
Is that like in Howdy Saudi? Is that the one that's in 5/4? Like, there's a kind of 5/4 canon with a sort of 4/4 drum beat. Yeah,
yeah, and I remember when we wrote that, they started playing that riff, and I started playing that weird 4/4 half time thing, and they went, "Well, what are you doing?" But it became part of the song, so.
What kind of drummers are you interested in, just from your point of view?
Well, there's loads and loads, but I guess the most important one I could say that really changed my career is a drummer called Mark Giuliana, if you heard of him.
Yes, of course, yeah. He played on the live album with Phrenesis, and he plays with all the Americans, and he's about to do a big tour with Brad Meldow, just a tour.
Yeah, I'm going to go see him, actually, in Leeds in March. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, well, Luke, thanks so much for speaking to us. I know you just played a gig tonight. When is your next gig?
And the next gig is the 2nd of February, and it's at the King's Place in London.
Well, I wish you, Luke Winter, and James Mannering the best of luck with the Roller Trio. Luke Redding-Williams, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Interrupters from the Roller Trio's debut album, and it's a self-titled debut out on Fire Records. Roller Trio, Luke Redding Williams on drums, Luke Winter on the guitar, and James Mannering on the tenor saxophone. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM, and on digital radio. Last year, we had a Keith Jarrett album, Sleeper, from 1979, released for the first time. And this year, from the ECM vaults, it's a CD from the group known as Magico. If you're not familiar with the name, the band members are none other than saxophonist Jan Garbarek, Egberto Gismonti on piano and guitar, and bassist Charlie Hayden. And the new album comes from a live performance at the America House in Munich, the home of ECM, recorded in 1981. And what a beautiful album. This is Don Quixote.
Thank you.
the beautiful sound of Magico, the collective name of Jan Garbarek, Edberto Gismonti, and Charlie Hayden, from a new release recorded in 1981. That was Don Quixote, and the album is called Carta de Amor, out on the ECM label. Our concert set this week brings you the second half of a concert given at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho, London, and the first UK appearance from vibraphonist Christian Tambor. We broadcast the first half of his concert in July last year and promised you the rest. Vibraphonist Christian Tambor has an international band with players from Britain, Italy, Japan, and the United States. Tambor is already a Downbeat Poll winner and has played with an array of jazz artists. He's also toured as musical director for vocalist Julio Iglesias and for the Cirque du Soleil. He's most at home, though, at the helm of his quartet. At London's Pizza Express Club in Dean Street, he was joined by Japanese pianist Takana Miyamoto, Italian drummer Enzo Zerilli, and our very own Mark Hodgson on the bass. Special guest Dean Mongerio joins the quartet on tenor saxophone. Vibraphonist Christian Tambor and his Quartet Plus One started their second set with the Pat Metheny tune Mingano. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to do an original composition of mine, and then after we do this, I'm going to bring up my very special guest to play with us. So this tune is a tune entitled Flower Waltz. I have a knack for writing in three. My first song that I wrote was called The Waltz. And the second one is now called The Flower Waltz. So I'm adding words to things. The titers are lengthening, at least, in something. But hope you enjoy this. This is Flower Waltz. Thank you. Mark Hudson on the bass, yes. Kana Miyamoto on the piano. Enzo Zerilli on the drums, yes. So I'm going to invite up a very special guest. When I was about 14 years old, right after I met Jack Simpson and started actually playing professionally, which my parents were thrilled about, you know. At 13, I was lawyer, doctor, jazz musician. Oh, well. Anyway, they have been incredibly supportive. But when I was about 15 years old, this was 94, 95, the swing thing kind of happened in the United States. I think kind of happened over here. We had Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Brian Setzer and all these groups that kind of brought the swing music back. And really, that's one of the main reasons I learned the music that I did from the Great American Songbook was I was working with a band leader who did a lot of original music and also did a lot of the great Frank Sinatra and Bobby Darin tunes. And we had the swing band, and all of a sudden we had this one tune that kind of hit the radio by storm called Pick Up a Da Phone. Who knows? It was a blues, anyway. this band started touring, and so I was about 14, 15 years old, and they brought in this incredibly young saxophone player and who was going to the University of North Florida in Jacksonville. And I remember playing with this cat and listening to him play and just being like, man, I hope someday I can be like this cat. You know, and you know, I used to bug him all the time, and we used to tour together all the time, and for what, 5, 6, 7 years, and I finally ended up actually going to the University of North Florida, and he was a big inspiration to me then. He is now. He's actually living here in London, and kind of getting his roots set here. So I'd like to please welcome to the stage on tenor saxophone, Mr. Dean Mongerio. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dean Mongeri, ladies and gentlemen. Dean. Dean. Beautiful ballad. You Don't Know What Love Is. This is one of my more favorite tunes to play. It's a great closer, and it'll certainly, hopefully, make you leave with your feet tapping. So this is Ray Noble's Cherokee.
A blistering version of Ray Noble's Cherokee, played by the Christian Tambor Quartet. Takana Miyamoto on piano, Mark Hodgson on bass, Enzo Zirilli on drums, and special guest Dean Mongerio on tenor saxophone. Virtuoso vibraphonist Christian Tambor and the quartet were recorded at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho, London, in May last year. To finish, we turn to another virtuoso in British pianist Robert Mitchell, who has very cleverly recorded a solo piano album, all executed with his phenomenal left hand. The album is called The Glimpse, and this is The Sage.
Thank you.
Robert Mitchell and the Sage from his new Left Hand Only solo album called The Glimpse. Well, that's it for this week. On Jazz on 3 tomorrow night with Jez Nelson is pianist, bandleader and composer Django Bates in concert with his beloved trio. He was talking to us recently about that album, so tune in and hear what he has to say. Join me next week for Chick Corea in concert with Brian Blade and Christian McBride, recorded at the 2012 London Jazz Festival. Don't miss it. Till next week, from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. One of the first things you see on leaving Stockholm Central Station is the Church of St Clair, and that's the venue for today's opening concert. Given last March, it features the Sofia Vocal Ensemble and their conductor Bengt Olén, putting the finishing touches to a programme that was to win them the European Grand Prix for choral singing at the 2012 competition in Slovenia just a few weeks later. They begin with a setting by the great 16th century Spanish composer Tomás Luis de Victoria of the Marian antiphon Regina Caeli, with the ringing of the church bells to introduce it. Regina Caeli by Victoria. Bengt Ullein and the Sophia Vocal Ensemble follow that with music about the sea. The sinking of the Estonia car ferry on a crossing from Tallinn to Stockholm in September 1994 cost the lives of more than 800 people, and the Finnish composer Jaakko Mäntyjärvi wrote this piece in their memory 3 years later. Canticum Calamitatis Maritime combines lines from Psalm 107, those who go down to the sea in ships, with a Finnish radio news report of the disaster, also in Latin.
Calamitate navali in mari Baltico septentrionali facta. Tempestate orta e